Jenkins?
Yes.
My name is Louis Quinones, and I'm the acting board chair for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. The next voice you will hear is our panel lead, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. Thank you, sir.
Mr. Quella, can you tell me how to pronounce your last name, please, sir?
It's Cuellar, sort of Warrior.
Cuellar.
Yeah.
Okay, sir. Could you please start by stating your full name and your ABC number?
Oscar Chacuella, 191153.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing concerning the two allegations that are on your warrant.
Yes.
You were notified about this hearing on December 18th, and you signed a form that day. Do you remember?
Yes, I remember.
Okay. And on that form is a list of your hearing rights, and one of those is you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you, or you can represent yourself. So did you hire an attorney today, sir, or will you represent yourself?
I didn't hire an attorney.
Okay, most people don't.
Yeah.
So you represent yourself today, then?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board. If you look down to my left, your right, at the very end is the Honorable Louis Quinones. Next to him, the Honorable David Neal. And my name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll conduct your hearing today. We also have in the room with us the Honorable Mr. Westby. Oh, I don't know how to change the view of this. Let me see. Well, we might not be able to see Mr. Westby because I can't figure out how to move the camera at the moment. But we have Mr. Westby, who is with the Department of Corrections, and he'll represent the department and your parole officer in today's hearing. So, I need to swear the both of you in. So, Mr. Quayle and Mr. Westby, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. Quayle?
I do.
Thank you, and Mr. Westby. And are either of you going to speak today? Okay. And what's your name, please?
Vanessa Higgins.
Okay. And are you going to speak? No. Ms. Higgins, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
I do.
Thank you. Okay. Mr. Quayle, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. With phase one, to determine if you violated the terms and conditions of community supervision. Oh, thank you. And phase two, to determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So, Mr. Quayle, I'm going to read each of these allegations to you, and I will need you to respond whether they're true or false, sir. So, that will start phase one of your hearing. Okay, sir, so here is the first allegation, and it is that you were in violation of condition number 7, as demonstrated by your use of cocaine on or about March 19th, 2018, per the task lab report dated March 20th, 2018. Mr. Quayle, is that true or false?
That's true.
Okay, sir, thank you. And the other allegation is that you were in violation of condition number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at Vivray, 2501 West Elm Street in Phoenix, on or about April 20th, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts were unknown unless you were an absconder from supervision. Mr. Perez, is that true or false?
Yeah, that's true.
That's true? Okay. Then, based on Mr. Quayle's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of community supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay. Motion by myself, seconded Mr. Neal. Agreed, Mr. Quinones. Just give me one moment to mark some paperwork. And we will go on to phase two of your hearing, Mr. Quayle. But before we get too far, I'm going to ask Mr. Westby to give us some background information. So just stay on the line and just remain silent. We'll be right back to ask you some questions in just a minute. So, Mr. Westby.
January 5th, 2018, Mr. Quayle was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested on November 28th, 2018 by the Arizona Department of Corrections Fugitive Apprehension Unit. There were a number of charges. He was back into his custody on November 28th, 2018 with an adjusted community supervision end date of March 16th, 2020 with 222 abscond days. Current conviction, 2008, drug paraphernalia, 3 counts. Count 1, 6 months. Count 2, 5 years. Count 3, 6.5 years. Here's a prior conviction in 2004 for misconduct involving weapons, 2.5 years. This is his second term in DOC. CUIR score 3.3, mental health score 2, substance abuse score 3. STG gang information notes, he's a Border Brothers security threat group suspect. He has no prior terms of supervision. His disciplinary violations are moderate, with drugs, disorderly conduct, and violence noted. Other arrest, 2004, drug paraphernalia, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. And several other arrests between 2004 and 2008, however, those charges were either dismissed or not processed. His community risk score is a G5-B6.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. So back to Mr. Cuellar. We have a brief written summary of what occurred while you were on supervision. And it looks like you were initially, way back a year ago, approved to live with your mother at 5724 North 36th Drive in Phoenix, right? Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and then in March, the 19th, about 2 months later, you moved over to Vivre. Is that correct, sir?
Yeah, that's correct.
And then it showed that the record shows that you were absconded from Vivre on the 20th of April. So where did you go when you left there?
I just went back to my mom's house.
Okay, so you went back to this other address, all right. And did you talk with your parole officer?
Well, I lost my phone, and by the time I got a hold of checking my messages, it said that a warrant for my arrest was issued, so, and I didn't know what else to do. I've been incarcerated since I was 18 years old, so.
Okay, so you had lost your phone and then didn't, by the time you realized, you realized there was already a warrant. Okay.
Yeah, because they kicked me out of Vivre.
Okay.
I didn't like leave on my own. When I came back, they said I couldn't live there no more, so.
Why did they kick you out?
I'm not sure. When I got back, they just told me they had all my stuff right there in the office and said that I was kicked out.
Okay, it says we have a discharge notice from Vivre here. It says you were kicked out for these reasons: failed to comply with policies, positive UA for cocaine and methamphetamine, and then you walked off site without permission on April 20th and haven't returned. So were you using cocaine and methamphetamine?
Well, that's that UA that task has marked right there.
Okay. Well, according to the record here, it looks like you had 4 positive UAs for methamphetamine and cocaine. So were you continuing to use methamphetamine and cocaine, sir?
Yeah.
Okay, and you realized when you signed your conditions that you could not use illegal drugs.
Well, yeah, well, I was trying to get some kind of help. I didn't know anything, but in here, I really found out there was some kind of protocol, MRC or whatever like that. My parole office couldn't help me with, but
okay.
I didn't know nothing about that. Like I said, I've been incarcerated since I was 18 years old, and once you said there was a warrant for my arrest, and I didn't know what else to do, but, you know what I mean, I just figured I'd keep working until they came pick me up.
So where were you working?
I had my own business.
Oh, you had your own business, okay. And what kind of work do you do?
I remodel houses.
Oh, remodeling. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What else was I going to ask you? How did the Fugitive Apprehension Unit happen to find you? What happened that day?
I don't know. What they told me is that they spotted me on the... I was on my way to work. I had just left the clinic with the... Well, we're checking out my daughter, because I have a newborn. She's supposed to be born today, actually. But I just had to let the clinic. I was on my way to work, and they said they spotted me on the freeway.
Oh.
That's all they told me. Next thing you know.
Okay. All right, sir. I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you. Any questions for Mr. Quayle?
No, sir.
Okay, so you have a supporter here today, Vanessa Higgins. You have two supporters here, actually. But Ms. Higgins wants to address the board, so we'll let her come up at this point. And if you have, you said you have some letters, and okay. And again, if we take those, we'll have to keep them.
Oh,
is that okay?
Okay.
All right, come right up. And then if you would, thank you. And if you would just stay at the podium here and say your name. And
Vanessa Higgins.
And what would you like to tell the board?
I've known Oscar since I was a little girl, and through family. He came into my life like end of January, beginning of February after he got out, and he had tremendous goals. He still does. At that point, I was a single mom of two kids, 6 and 1, or at the time she was 5 months. And he has changed their lives because their father is not present, and he has been the acting role, and he just jumped into that immediately. It was no, and it was surprising because of 10 years and then coming out and being with kids, it shocked me. And then we found out we were having a baby, she's due today, and you know, he's a great person. Any person that you talk to will say nothing but great things about Oscar. He is a great supporter. I included his business license in there that he got right immediately after he went in, and then also his business card. He has tons of clients, you know, who are loved his work. So, I mean, at this point, I'm just hoping for some kind of mercy for him, because being a single mom of two and another single mom of another one, it's going to be really difficult. His past record I wasn't really present for, but at this point, I mean, when the time that he has been out, he's been nothing but help for me and my family. And again, two girls, two young girls, he came in and he kind of just changed their whole life. So they ask about him every day. The little one, she was only 4 months when he came into the picture, and she called him dad. So, I mean, that's pretty much all that I have to say at this point. We have a daughter due today. Hopefully she'll come soon, but yeah.
Okay.
I appreciate your time.
Any questions? Okay, thank you. Thanks for coming today. All right, Mr. Do you want to pass the letters down to?
Oh, I'm sorry, I thought I had more. Pardon me.
I know there were more things. Okay, I'll put these with the packet, so this one I'll go with in there. Okay, Mr. Crowe, we're coming up toward the end of your hearing. One thing I do want to ask you again is, what are your plans concerning addressing your drug use, sir?
Well, I was already trying to see if my bro can help me in some way, maybe take some more classes or anything. That's all I keep hearing here is about the MRC program that I get to do like 3 months of programming. Intensive programming, can I help you?
Do you attend NA or AA?
Yes, I have before. I have it here because I don't think they have no kind of programs here at this unit.
Okay, sir. All right, Mr. Crowe, we're just coming up on the end of your hearing, and I want to give you the opportunity to make a final statement if there's anything else you've thought of that the board should consider, sir. Anything else?
Well, the only thing I can think of, man, is if you guys do decide to show me some kind of mercy, maybe you guys can help me out, like I said, put me in some kind of programming to try to help me overcome this.
Okay, sir. Thank you. And the board's going to go into discussion, sir. We do our discussion in public under the Arizona Open Meeting Law, so if you'll just stay on the phone, just remain silent, and we'll be right back with you.
Okay,
the board is now in discussion. Mr. Quayle appears to have a functioning business that would provide a source of income, and certainly has family support. However, I'm very concerned about the absconding for 222 days and his continuing use of methamphetamine and cocaine. And I'm not hearing a lot of conviction or, let me just say, initiative on his part to prepare himself to stop using drugs. He has to be the one that takes the initiative. He can't wait till someone assigns him, his parole officer or whoever assigns him to a treatment program. So I'm not at this point seeing him as a good candidate to return to community supervision, but I would listen to input of our board members. Input? All right, seeing no input then, I'm going to make a motion based on information and warrant 2018W1399, our conversation with Mr. Quay, our information provided by his supporter and for Mr. Westby. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Quayle was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company, specifically by absconding for 222 days, during which time his parole officer couldn't monitor his activities, and also by continuing to use methamphetamine and cocaine while on community supervision.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, seconded Mr. Neal. Agreed, Mr. Quinones. Okay, Mr. Quayle, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision, sir. It's very difficult to overlook absconding for that long a period of time, sir, which kind of flies in the face of the whole concept of community supervision. We do wish you the best, sir. Please do try to involve yourself in whatever drug programming is available. NA and AA may or may not be available there. There may be some self-study programs that are available to you, sir. So we wish you the best. We're showing a release date for you, which is quite some time off, of March 16th, 2020, sir. So thank you for your participation. Thank you to your supporter today. And this will end your hearing. So if you'd lay the phone down so the next inmate can pick it up, we'd appreciate it. Let the CO3 know that you're finished. Thank you, sir.